Kyle and Rachel present Wrong Number Flirting. Cheaters beware. Exclusively on Radio Now 100.9.
Every Thursday 7:40, an all-new Wrong Number Flirting. This week with Lexi and Elijah. She wants us to call her man because of some sketchy purchases she saw on his credit card statement. Good morning, Lexi. What did you see on his statement?
He had some random gas station purchases in Muncie made throughout the month. And usually he only travels locally, like he works in town, like he doesn't usually leave.
Right.
The most concerning thing that was on the credit card statement was an overnight hotel stay in Cincinnati.
And he hadn't said anything to you about that, about going out of town or anything?
No, I never heard anything about him going out of town, you know, not Cincinnati, nothing.
Are you sure that he wasn't just doing business in Muncie, or he might have had to travel to Cincinnati and you forgot, or something, that he went there?
No, I mean, he usually only travels locally most of the time, and I don't know, like, he would have told me. I'm just, like, nervous that, you know, there might be someone else.
That makes sense. My only question for me to do this, right? What was the hotel? Could you see the name on that statement?
Yeah.
Well, Lexi, we'll be glad to call your boyfriend Elijah. Are you sure you want us to call him for you?
Yes, I'm very sure. Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Elijah, please?
This is him.
Hello, Elijah. My name is Raquel. I'm calling from in Cincinnati. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You're doing good. Okay, I was wondering, because I know you guys have got some weather up there, but I just wanted to give you a call. I'm with customer service here, and we just got a new management staff, and they really wanted us to start circling back with our guests about how great their stay was. If you could just answer a couple questions.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it'll be great, because at the end we're going to give you 30% off your next stay with us. Hopefully that'll work out well for you too, and you can come back and see us.
Okay, yeah, sweet, sure.
Awesome. Okay, well, we will start. When did you stay with us? Is there a roundabout, you know, date? Do you remember?
Well, I mean, I've been there a couple times, but most recently about a week ago.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you've really enjoyed your time. What was your favorite part about your experience staying with us?
I guess definitely the massage, the spa part.
Oh, really?
Especially the couple massages.
Maybe we can add something in. You know, you can bring your special lady back next time, you know, and maybe we'll get, like, a discount for that massage for you.
Cool, yeah, perfect.
Okay, well, we'll do one for you. We already have your name, but what about that special lady? We can do one for her, too.
Yeah, it'd be Olivia.
Olivia, okay.
What? That hoe, Olivia? What?
I'm sorry, what? Excuse me?
Uh-oh. You got caught up with your hoe, man. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9, and you're on Wrong Number Flirting. That's not your hoe, Olivia. It's your girlfriend, Lexi.
Yeah, who's Olivia?
Oh, hell no. Really, Lexi? You know, this is not a shock coming from a crazy like you.
You're the one that's dating another girl behind your girlfriend's back.
Doing more than dating.
Yeah, I'm not the one that's cheating and running off to Cincinnati with some tramp named Olivia.
Do you know Olivia? You said that hoe like you know who that hoe is. Do you know Olivia, Lexi?
Yes. She's some college slut who went out a couple times with us last summer. I know her.
Don't call her that. That's not polite at all.
Oh, yeah. You're just like the professor on politeness, right?
I'm sorry.
It's totally polite to cheat.
Let me connect the dots on this real quick. I'm going to guess Olivia is a college student at Ball State in Muncie, and that's why there were those purchases in Muncie. That's why we called you. She saw your credit card statement from January.
Yes, I have.
And she's also the one that his buddy was hooking up with last summer. So now you guys are trading off. It's completely disgusting.
You Eskimo brothers? You're Eskimo brothers.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
It's not like that at all. I mean, there is at least a 6-month window in between.
What?
You're such a gentleman. You're such a gentleman.
You're cheating on me with this college slut who slept with your friend. You're an asshole. I'm totally done.
She makes a good point, Elijah.
You know, maybe we should be done. No, that's fine with me. You know what? Fine. At least I won't have to sneak around this weekend.
Lexi, I mean, you knew going into this that you might hear him say there was another woman, but how are you feeling right now after actually knowing that Olivia girl that you know about from last summer, that's who he was with?
Good riddance. I had my suspicions. I'm glad to be done. Like, I'm glad to just be completely done with that. I don't need that crap.
Yeah, you definitely don't need a guy like that in your life. It's Wrong Number Flirting on Radio Now, 100.9. Your thoughts on what you just heard and what went down, 239-1009. It's Radio Now, 100.9. Take the clock.